Hello once again, everyone, and welcome to day 13 of Jesus Revealed Season 3. I'm your host, Zintle, and we're so happy that you're with us. Thank you so much for walking this journey with us. We are 13 days strong. I really pray that you've been reading your Bibles, you've been praying, you've been seeking the Lord in the scriptures as well, and I pray that he has been revealing himself and his son to you as we've been reading together. Today, because it's day 13 and we're going according to how the Bible is ordered, we're looking at the book of Job. And our title for today is Jesus Christ is our ever-living Redeemer. And I'm joined by Pastor Noni, Pastor Nontlantla. Today, Pastor Noni, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Pastor Noni, we're looking at the book of Job, and we would think it's a difficult book, but obviously there's a lot of hope and redemption in it. But maybe before we get into that, maybe if you could please just provide a background setting of the book of Job.
Okay, and greetings to the viewers. And I love the book of Job, to be honest with you. Because for me, it is one of those practical books as a believer that I can actually, you know, align to, associate with. You know, I find myself, I also find everyone in there.
Yeah.
So just to give a background or about this book. So if you understand, the books are divided, the Old Testament is divided into two books, and the book of Job is one of those, it's one of the poetry books, you know, and also it's referred to as one of the wisdom books, because that's where you get wisdom as well.
Yeah.
And because it's a poetry book, it has a story, you know, there's a storyline in there. And when you look at it, the book of Job, it addresses, you know, some of the main questions that believers especially have to say, questions like, why do bad things happen to good people?
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And why does God allow people to suffer? And another question that always comes up is, why is there so much evil on earth?
Yeah.
And yes, that's what is, you know, the book of Job describes or unpacks. In this book, you find four characteristics, you know, or characters, because we said it's a story.
Yes.
The first one being Job himself, who is the main character. Job, if you read in Job 1, God himself says he is righteous.
Yes.
He was a good man.
Yeah.
You know, he was a man of faith. He was a man of obedience, of right standing. He was outstanding according to God's eyes, you know. But what we see is that he ends up, you know, being tested. And for me, it shows us that even us as believers, life happened to us.
That's true.
You know, that's one time or one way in our lives, life will happen. So, but what matters is, what do you do when life happens? The second character that we see or that we find here is the devil himself. The one who shows himself, you know, and I always wonder when I read the book of Job, when they say the angels appeared before God and also Satan appeared. You were cast out of heaven. Yeah. How do you appear before God? But it shows us that the devil does have a conversation with God, which he did in Job's case. So he went, and we see him, like the word of God says, he is the accuser of the brethren. He goes before God, and God asks him, hey, where have you been? He says, no, I've been walking around, you know, on earth and all of this. And God says, have you come across my man, you know, referring to Job. And then the devil accuses Job to say, ah, man, you know why? You're saying he is faithful, he is righteous. Yes. It's because you've put a hedge around him and his household and everything that he has. And you have blessed him so much. But I can assure you, if you can take away everything that you've blessed him with, take away that hedge around him, I bet on you that he will turn against you. And God says, okay, go on. Carry on, do it, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. And we know what happens. He loses everything. And then the third characters that we see are Job's family.
Yes.
From the wife. Okay, he lost the kids, so the wife was still alive around him. And the friends.
Yeah.
The people that I would say in our, you know, in our situation would be your fellow believers as well, who will surround you during your trial, your testing. And we find that the friends actually doubt. They know him. These are the people who have walked with Job, who have seen how faithful he is, you know. And they start questioning him. What have you done? Have you sinned against God? They even go to say, maybe you've sinned, you know, while we were not, you know, in front of us, you put up this face of being a righteous person. But behind the scenes, you sin, because God will never punish someone, you know, who is faithful. So you are being punished because you have been unfaithful or you've been disobedient to God and all of that. And it reminds me of sometimes, you know, when you go through life, where people would come and ask you, have you prayed enough, Sinthe? Have you fasted? Have you, you know, and they start doubting your faith in God, not understanding that sometimes when we go through trials, the trials are there to prepare us for great things to come. And especially when we read the book of Job. And the third character, we see God. You know, God who is faithful. And one thing that I love about God, he is the one who was showing off. Our God shows off about us to say, have you seen my man? He's one of a kind. He is faithful, you know, and he is righteous. But, you know, when God, when Job is going through his trials, he starts to doubt himself. Maybe it's because of his surroundings, you know, the people that were surrounding him, telling him, questioning his faith, questioning, you know, if he has sinned or not. He starts also to doubt, but God doesn't doubt Job, you know. And there I learned, you know, for me, 1 Corinthians becomes alive for me there. You know, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, where God says, he will not allow us to be tested beyond our strength. And with the testing, he says, he will provide a way out. So he is still a faithful God, even in the midst of our testing. We see him still being God in the midst of Job being tested. And he never changes.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't, man.
Yes, and above all, he's our Redeemer.
That's true.
He redeems Job at the end.
And I want then to, as a nice segue now, when we talk about Redeemer, what do we mean when we talk about God being a Redeemer?
A Redeemer is someone who will, you know, in the olden days when you have a slave, somebody is sold into slavery, a redeemer will be somebody who will come and buy back that slave, you know? So it is someone who buys you back. It's someone who restores you. It is someone who sets you free, because when you buy back that slave, you set the slave free. And it's someone who restores, not only restores what you have lost, you know, in the physical, restores even mentally, emotionally, because when we look at God shows himself as a redeemer, you know, in Job's case.
Yeah.
And when we look at how God plays the role of being a redeemer in Job's case, we see him restoring, firstly, Job's health.
Okay, yeah.
Secondly, he redeems Job, whatever that he lost, you know, materially, because he lost his substance.
Yes.
God restores that. God even restores his children.
Sure.
So that is the God that, you know, we serve, who is the Redeemer, who doesn't leave us and let us die in the, you know, situation that we are at.
Yeah.
And we see that with Christ on the cross as well.
Amen. And just before maybe we talk about Christ being the Redeemer, I'm very... So God does redeem Job at the end. We know this. But in the reference scripture that we're looking at, Job is the one that still that says that his Redeemer lives. And in all that he has gone through, I don't know, Pastor Noni, if you can just, I don't know if you know, like, how does he still see God as his Redeemer in all that he went through? When we find ourselves in chapter 19?
Job is a faithful man.
Yeah.
He knows the character of God.
Mm.
He is, you know, when you say, I know for sure who my God is.
Yeah.
So he knows God. He has seen God being a redeemer in his life. He understands that whatever that he has, it is from God.
Yeah.
And yes, to be honest with you, if you read the scripture, there were times where Job started to murmur.
Mm.
He started to complain. He started, you know, to, because his strength was weakened, and and he started, you know, to say things, you know, to say, God, why don't you just, you know, take me? You know, he was at the verge of giving up. But he never turned away from God. I think it is because of him knowing and understanding I didn't come to this world on this earth with anything. God, whatever I have, it is from God.
Yeah.
And even if God takes it, it is his. You know, it talks about us, no matter what, we refuse. He refused to be shaken. He said, no matter what, yes, there'll be days where I'm doubting God, but tomorrow I will wake up and remember who this God is and really say, I will never curse. I will curse the day that I was born, but I will never curse God. Yeah. I will never turn away from God. I will never renounce God, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that was
what
was happening in Job's case.
Yeah, amen to that, Pastor Noni. And maybe let's then look at Christ then as this Redeemer figure. How does Christ then stand as a Redeemer? Just that description and Christ, how do we put those together?
Our salvation is part of God's plan.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ was crucified before the foundations of the earth.
Mm.
So Christ has always, in God's plan, God knew that we will go through trials, we will go through challenges, we will go to tests and all of that, and we will fall as men. And he was already ordained to come and redeem us, because if you know the character of God, God is holy.
Yeah.
And without holiness, we cannot please him.
Yeah.
And the only holy person is Christ.
Yeah.
And when we fail as mankind, there was no one to pay the price.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no one suiting or pure or righteous enough to really restore the relationship, because we became, when we fell, we became enemies, God's enemies.
Yeah, yeah,
and Christ was the only one who could stand in our place and redeem us. Mm. And in Titus 2 verse 14, mm-hmm. the word of God says, Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all lawlessness. Sure. So Amen. Christ redeemed us from the curse that came with the fall mm-hmm. of mankind. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, because mm-hmm. now we had to keep the law and we couldn't keep the law, because he explains it that you, even if you keep out of the 10, even if you keep the 9 and break 1,
you're still in the wrong. Yeah.
You're still in the wrong.
Yeah.
So he was the one. And when you look at the character of Christ, he comes, he starts by forgiving.
Yeah.
He forgives. After forgiving us, he restores our relationship with God.
Amen.
He makes us now the children of God. That is why when we explain to people that are non-believers, when they accept Christ as mm-hmm. their Lord and Savior, that now when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you move from being a God's creation, you become a child of God.
Yeah.
So now we know the relationship. When your child calls you, you jump.
Yes.
There is that special, they hold a special, you know, place in your heart. So Christ came to do that, to, you know, restore the relationship that mm-hmm. we lost by the fall. And now we can confidently, you know, say that God is our Father. When we pray, we can, because of Christ redeeming us,
we can
boldly say, Abba, Father, without fear, because we know he is our Father, because of him dying on the cross, redeeming us, dying in our place, and being made sin so that we can be the righteousness.
Amen.
That's how he redeemed us. And from there, we can now benefit
mm-hmm.
from everything that God has in store for his children.
Yes.
We stand in the same place as Christ. That's why we can declare things, we can speak to God, and God listens, because now we are his children.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Noni. And maybe to just wrap it up, and maybe bring it to right now. I think you were already laying that foundation for us in our last question, just around how then does the believer still hold on to Jesus Christ as this redeemer that they have?
Okay, firstly, it starts with you as a believer being anchored in your faith.
Yeah.
Trusting God. You know, and our theme for this year is divine connection, where we talk about in John 15 to say, when you come to the understanding that without God, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
You need to be connected to him. So as a Christian, you need to understand that you need to be connected to him.
Yeah.
Like the vine, there will be storms.
Amen.
There will be seasons in your life. But does the vine, because it's going through the winter season, disconnect? I mean, the branch, does it disconnect from the vine because it's going through the winter season? It doesn't.
No.
It remains anchored in the vine, because it understands that the vine is the source.
Yeah.
Even with us as Christians, we need to come to an understanding that God is our source. Apart from him, we can do nothing. Our life is in him.
That's right.
Everything revolves, our lives revolve around him. And how we can remain, you know, anchored in him is to read books like Job, where we understand that life will happen.
Yeah.
Pastor Adrian was talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
Life will happen whether you are a believer or not.
Yeah.
But it matters what you do, how you respond when life happens. Do you now look outside, away from the source, or do you remain in the source? We need to make sure that we study the word.
Amen.
Let the word of God help us to be grounded in him. We need to worship. One thing that I love about worshiping, when you worship in the midst of your situation, of your challenges, the worship shifts your focus from your situation.
Yeah.
You know, once you worship, you forget about it. It has that thing of bringing out the joy in you. It brings that peace that surpasses all understanding. When you worship, even your countenance changes. People are surprised to say, we thought that she's going through this, but the way she's showing up, it doesn't show that she's going through that. So being anchored in God, trusting him no matter what, don't allow to be moved. Don't allow to be shaken. Believe that challenges, tests, they are there to prune you.
The word of God
in John 15 says, when God sees that the branch is fruitful, he will prune it so that it becomes even more fruitful.
Amen.
So our tests are there to prune us, because God knows the potential that he has put inside of us.
Yeah.
And without being tested, without the pruning, we will never. They say the flavor of the tea bag, you can only taste it when you have put it inside of hot water.
Yeah,
the hot water helps the tea bag to release its flavor, the potential in it. When you see that, you know, the tea bag lying there, you will not understand.
You won't know what
it tastes like. You know, there's Earl Grey and this all of true. That. There's Five Roses, yeah, you know, yeah, there's yeah, coffee. Yeah, yeah. Until you put it inside of hot water.
Yeah,
the
right.
hot water doesn't burn it, but the hot water helps it to release the potential.
Amen.
So even with us, let us look at our challenges, our tests, our trials, as God allowing us, pruning us, so that we can be more fruitful and release the potential inside of us.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Noni, for just wrapping up Job so well for us, and even pointing us to Christ as we read it. And my prayer is that as the believers are listening and watching us, they'll be able to go back to this book and read it with a different pair of eyes and perspective. So this was a definite blessing. I definitely believe this was a very good watch for everyone. My encouragement, as I will always do with all of these episodes, go back to God's word, re-listen to this, go back to God's word, read it, pray, and let God reveal himself in this book of Job as well. Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you so much for watching us. You can like, you can subscribe, you can leave comments, ask any questions. We're more than happy to field them for you. And you can just follow us wherever. It's Salom Word of Truth Brakpan on YouTube, as well as on our social media platforms. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on Spotify as well. Wherever you listen to your podcasts or watch your videos. God bless you. See you next episode.